Hi, I'm Mr. Ballin, the host of Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries. And each week on my podcast, you can expect to hear stories about bizarre illnesses no one can explain, miraculous recoveries that shouldn't have happened, and cases so baffling they stumped even the best doctors. Listen to Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last year, Long Crime brought you the trial that captivated the nation. And one question still lingers. Did Karen Reed kill John O'Keefe? This isn't just a retrial. It's a second chance at the truth. Listen to episodes of Karen, the Retrial, exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
People of Earth, the following podcast is not real. And I must add, even though we ended last week on a bit of a cliffhanger, I do hope none of you have spent the interim period perched by your computer device, waiting for this continuation. You always have the option to pause this audio recording, feed any nearby animals, reply to correspondence, check your socials, bathe, take shelter from the elements, the things that make life worth living. Taken care of all that? Great. I've got this dusty cassette from 1989 ready to play, where we'll find our, I'll say heroes, but it literally hurts my mouth, hanging out in a hospital in Ohio, where all timeless stories begin. Enjoy the show.
It's the Arnie Niekamp Show, usually recorded in my bedroom. I'm Arnie Niekamp, a 13-year-old boy. Well, actually, 13-year-old teenager. But we're doing a special episode here in the hospital.
No. This is all wrong. Arnie, this is not how you start the show.
What?
Try it like this. Say, hello from the Magic Tavern. I'm an old man from Earth, and I've been transported to a magical world where I've met the most attractive wizard and a very handsome badger, and we got amazing adventures together.
Yes, and we record the podcast right here at this very, what is this, like a magazine rack? What is this?
Yeah, magazine rack.
Like a magazine rack?
Try saying hello from the Magic Tavern.
Yeah, say hello from the Magic Tavern.
Okay. Do I have to say a Magic Tavern?
Yes, just
say
it.
In a hospital waiting room.
You know what, Usador? Fuck it. This is Usador.
This is Chunt.
And we're dropping nuts, because I just dropped my cashews. Arnie, Little A-Camp, do you want to be on an episode of Dropping Nuts?
I guess so.
Well, the vending machine here on this waiting room in a hospital upon the planet Earth has the most amazing array of nuts I have ever seen in one place, packaged and ready to eat. This is the sort of peanut-related content that our listeners have been dying to hear.
Yes, this rectangular motherfucker had, what was it called, planters? It was a nut that you plant it, and there's a spiral, there's like a metal pig's tail that holds all the nuts. And when you type in a certain magical code, the metal pigtail recoils in fear, and all the nuts drop to the bottom. So, thus, dropping nuts, and also because I spilled my nuts.
Now, Arnie, at the top of your lungs, scream, bwah, 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 bwah.
Uh-huh. Bwah, 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 bwah.
Ah, excellent.
You invented that now.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Is that really popular where you're from?
Oh, sure.
It's popular where you're from, but, well, it is popular in food, but it's because of Arnie. But I think Arnie said that a pit bull invented it in 2008 or something.
Huh?
A worldwide pit bull invented it, I believe. Does that make sense? Does that mean anything to 1989, Arnie?
Nothing makes sense that you guys say.
Now, Chunt,
mm-hmm.
Since Arnie isn't here, well, little Arnie is here, but big Arnie isn't here.
Aww.
I need you to introduce the show for everyone. Little Arnie, you're doing a great job, but...
Thank you.
This is a big show for big boys.
Yes, okay, let me quaff my droopy mohawk. Well, from droopy to swoopy. Here we go. Just put a little spit in there and da-da-da-da. Okay. Hello from the Magi Tavi, a weekly podcast from the magical hospital on Earth. This is, wow, this is harder than I remember. Yum, 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 yum. Eat nuts. This is Usidor the Wizard. Usidor, introduce yourself.
I am Usidor, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Master of Light and Shadow, Manipulator of Magical Lights, Devourer of Chaos, Champion of the Great...
There are a lot of sad people around us.
Yeah, that nurse was giving me a stink eye.
Yeah.
I think on Foon I might have died from the evil emanating from her very eye. This gentleman here doesn't seem too happy with me either.
Yeah, he just keeps, like, leaning in closer and closer to us while we're talking.
I'm sorry. Yeah, you guys talking about the Exxon Valdez?
What?
What?
Huh?
I'm sorry, the Exxon Valdez? Is this a magical spell
you're
teaching
me? Wait, why does Valdez have an X on him? Is he some sort of treasure, walking treasure?
I'm sorry, if I interrupted you guys, seem like you had a good thing going. I noticed some high energy. I just think it's on everybody's minds outside of the maladies that just are across this room. But,
Well, hold on, animals, sir. Hold on.
Animals just covered in tar. Just the
what
bird
the fuck?
Carnage. Just
birds.
Just... You've seen the birds. They can't clean those wings off. I mean, what? They're trying, but that's just for show.
Oh, no.
Wait,
just,
what?
You know, with all the drama and death in today's day and age, just to
please.
See birds die, too, is just, I mean...
Pull your chair over. Please, come.
Scooch.
Be our guest on the show.
Scooch over. I should tell you, I'm recording all of that we're saying on my tape recorder here for a school project.
Oh, great. Kudos to you. Should I speak up? Do you want me to talk louder into this?
He handed Arnie something. Let me see. It says kudos on it. Chocolate covered. Huh. I've never seen a kudos in real life.
You've never had a kudos? I used to be able to house a pound and a half of these things in 3 minutes flat. I mean,
house?
That's my thing.
So they're living things. You don't want to eat them because they're living. You put them in a house.
Kudos? No. You can buy a house if you eat enough of those things.
Oh.
That only happens in markets like Fort Lauderdale, Tampa. Tampa has a hell of a market for something like that. Yeah, you can make a good living off of kudos. But it depends. You know, it's regional. It's a regional business.
Gotcha,
you guys,
are you
into competitive eating? Do you guys know competitive eating?
Oh, yeah. Sir, you seem like the most interesting person I've ever met.
Oh, well,
very good, honey. Ask him some questions.
He's been to Tampa.
Oh, Tampa. I can tell you a thing or two about Tampa. Perhaps top five Floridian city. But the people down there, they love it. They love the sport of it, you know? I mean, a lot of people at the end of their lives, so they're looking for any kind of action. But seeing a virile man shoving his face with, you know, well, there's the tuna festival. You have the tuna all you can eat.
Huh.
They got the kudos,
nice.
Obviously. The M&M festival, the jelly roll. The jelly roll, people will watch you eat any amounts of jelly for hours at a time down in Florida. And they love it. They appreciate it. They understand the sport, the art, and it all.
So, if I'm to understand correctly, your profession is eating.
Oh, God. My profession was eating.
Yeah. Oh. What happened that you are no longer thus employed?
Yeah, you look as healthy as a horse.
Can I show you something?
Uh-oh.
Oh, is it poop related?
No, there's no. I'm going to take off my shoe here if you don't mind.
Oh.
Tight fit.
Take a look at this bad boy right here.
Oh, his foot is pulsating. Oh.
Yeah, that's gout.
Oof. Oh, I want to poke it with a needle. Arnie, little A-Camp, do you have a needle?
No, why would I
have
a needle?
I want to poke it.
Kid, touch it.
Okay, this feels strange.
No, this is good. This is science. This is how the body works, all right?
Okay.
Yeah, touch it. Yeah, squeeze you in there.
It feels hot to the touch.
It is. It's very warm. The doctor says if you touch it, that's 117 degrees right there. Body temp, 98.6. Gout runs a hot 117. And you can feel it right there. That thing is, but you can feel my heart. Put your cheek up against it.
Okay.
Put your cheek. What you'll notice, usually, you know how you can feel a heartbeat through the chest?
Sure.
Your finger on somebody's wrist, you can feel somebody's heartbeat. A gout, two heartbeats. Feel it. It's double time.
Two heartbeats.
It's double time. Put your cheek up against it. Put your cheek up against my foot.
Arnie, I put my ear up to it and I can hear the ocean.
Yeah, there's a lot going on down there, guys. It's painful. It's
Arnie.
Painful. It's like death on feet. It's like I'm walking through coals here.
Arnie, you really should put your cheek up against his foot.
Put it up. Kid, come on. Put your foot here.
This feels strange, but okay. Yeah. I hear something.
Yeah, that's my still beating heart. Beating twice as fast as it used to.
Now, sir, but, sir, you said it's like walking through Kohl's.
No.
Is that, that's like a department store?
Yeah, no, it's it's like walking through, it's a real popular chain. You guys know Kohl's, right?
Well, just from what Arnie's mentioned.
Yeah, it's the rich man's TJ Maxx.
That can't be right. Sir, can I just say...
trust me, as somebody who's... I mean, I don't want to brag, but I've had my successes in the world. I could put down whatever you put in front of me, and that kind of thing, it pays dividends. I used to shop at TJ Maxx back in the old days when I was pinching those pennies. But yeah, but then I became a Kohl's man and never looked back. But who knows? Who knows now? Who knows what the future holds for me?
Color my press.
I'm so sorry. Please allow us to introduce ourselves. This, of course, is Arnie, the Hi. Lesser. This, of course, he's my grandson. And this is my other grandson. He's a very hairy young man named Chunt.
I'm Chunt.
And,
hey. I thought his name was Chunk.
Chunk, yes, of course, Chunk. And I, of course, am a Usador, a happy grandfather with a spiky mohawk.
I'm loving the hair.
Thank you.
Can I just say, tugs on jean coat, can I just say, you can call me Chunt, or you can call me Chunk, or you can call me Chunt Chunt, or you can call me Chunt Chunk, or you can call me Chunk Chunk, or you can call me Dunk Dunk.
He'll do this for. He'll do this until you tell him to stop.
I'll probably take the short one.
And you, sir, what's your name? Thank you for joining us on the show today.
People call me Pork Hollitzer.
Pork Hollitzer?
Pork Hollitzer. That really Hollitzer, rolls off the tongue.
Like the gun.
Like the howitzer.
Like a howitzer. Like a howitzer. Gun.
Okay.
That's a long family name. We're actually related to the howitzer, Chuck Howitzer.
Oh.
Yeah, but trust me, the wealth you think comes from that, it doesn't. All right, just the pride.
Well, Pork, can I just say, our other co-host, well, this is kind of our other co-host, but our main co-host is in the ER, as you call it, and we don't know when he's going to be done. We don't know what's wrong with him completely. So would you mind, not co-hosting, but would you mind being our guest and being kind of interviewed for...
God. I love it. I gotta tell you.
Oh, thank you so much.
I feel at a low right here now, guys. And sure. To see other strapping young folks with energy around them, if any of that can rub off on me, I'll take it. So whatever you need, what do I gotta do? Is there anything fancy I gotta do? Contract I gotta sign?
No, you just have
what do you want
to.
Me to eat? You want me to eat this microphone right here?
Please don't eat the microphone.
A pencil? I see a pen over there. I mean, eat one of those magazines or off that rack. What do you need?
Oh well, maybe you should eat one of the magazines.
What kind of weird stuff? Do you eat stuff that's not food?
Well, I mean, in certain places, definitely Nevada. That seems to be kind of the cottage industry there. Mostly food. It's regional cuisine, depending on where you go. I've done some international stuff, but competitive eating, mostly a U.S.-based sport. But on the fringes, sure, yeah, I'll eat anything if the money's good.
The fringes? Usador, did you hear that? The fringes?
Yes, I did hear.
Isn't that Arnie's thing? Isn't he always worried about fringes?
A fringe, specifically.
Fringe, oh.
I think time-wise, we might be a little before that. We don't want to give too much away and disturb the timeline.
Let's just say, Pork, if you ever get a chance, buy stock in Fringe.
But not season one. Season two.
is this a sport? Some sort of athletic?
It'll make sense in about 13 years or so.
Oh, whatever you're talking about, I'm going to become obsessed with it. I've just decided right now.
Oh, no, we caused this.
Time is a circle.
So, Pork, it sounds like you're from Florida. Is that right?
Well, I'm born in Florida, but then moved to the great Midwest and spent most of my time Chicago-based.
Oh, nice. And what are some things... Arnie's from Chicago. He's not from Chicago. He lives in Chicago. What are some things
in Chicago?
Well, don't, I feel like we're accidentally solidifying Arnie's future.
Move to Chicago.
Little Arnie, you're going to grow up, and you're going to go through a number of trials, and you're going to... go out with different people, and you're going to go to different schools, and then you'll end up in Chicago, where you'll find your friends, your lifelong friends, until you're transported to another world where you meet your real friends, me
your
and Chunt.
Family, yes, your family.
Yes, your forever family.
Oh, that's so nice.
And then you'll never get back to Earth.
Huh?
Oh, sorry. Spoilers for the end of the podcast.
So, Pork, what are some things that you would eat in the Midwest? What are some popular tummy treats?
from a competitive standpoint you're talking about, or, a hobbyist? Sure. I mean, competition-wise, you got your deep dish, you got your hot dogs, you got your basic pork products, you got your burgers, your fast food, your sliders, things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
The fringes, if you're going inanimate objects into sports-based culture, you got your gloves. There's a wild one in Downers Grove. It's dark, it's illegal, it's off the books, but you can make a good two G's off that one.
Wow.
Yeah, you got your corn. I mean, that's the vegetables, that tends to be a fringe thing. Corn is about as far as you go. Fringe. If you do it with the cob, you can double your money like that. Those tend to be the basic ones, the people, the things people like. Sweets, people love sweets too. There's a gummy run.
Frango mints?
That's Frango, yeah. Oh, the Frangos? Yeah, you know about those Frangos?
Well, Arnie would always say that's the best gift if you're from Chicago, is Frango mints.
Or you get that, or the Garrett popcorn. There's a Garrett popcorn tub. I can take down one of those things, 20 seconds flat. You waste time with your hands. You just go full face in that thing, gone. And the Frango Mints, if you're ever in Chicago, you got to go to the Frango Mints competitive eating competition. It happens every year, Boxing Day. Check it out. It's worth the wait.
I'm very impressed that you can make 2G, two gold pieces from doing this. That's a lot of money.
Come again?
2G, you said you could make 2G?
Yeah. Yeah, two grand. You can make $2,000 off of it.
$2,000? forgive my ignorance, but I am slightly confused. How are you competing at eating? Are you competing against yourself to see how much you can eat? Are you competing against someone else? How do you win at eating?
Existentially, you're always competing with yourself.
Oh,
what do you push your body to do? I mean, that's the joy. That's what I've always found with it. You know, I was a cutter growing up, so I was always at war with myself in some form or another. Competitive eating is sort of an extension like that. Now, to be fair, there are 12 other people who are eating with you, and so they're setting the bar. But you're always eating against yourself. I mean, that's why, you know, people make fun of me and they say, like, oh, you're the kind of guy who's out there eating alone. And I don't see it that way. I'm the kind of guy who's out there eating, and sitting across from me is a version of myself eating just as fast as I am, pushing me to eat even faster.
People make fun of you? I can't imagine why.
It's a tough world out there, you know? People have a hard time seeing somebody exist in a solitary state.
Yeah.
You know, where I think, like, we're born in a solitary state. We die in a solitary state. Why are we so uncomfortable being confronted with that? Am I talking crazy here? I mean, if I'm bothering you, I'm getting on my high horse, okay?
No, but, Ohio is definitely a solitary state.
People can be so cruel, they probably make fun of your big cartoon foot.
Arnie, no.
And that's classic Arnie, though.
Oh, wait a minute, Usador, your crystal-detecting ring is glowing.
Oh, yes.
Sir, do you have crystals on you?
Crystal? I mean, I got this high school ring.
Usador, anytime you put the ring near his foot, it starts to glow. Do you have crystals in your foot?
Oh, I got purines in there. Oh, yeah, that uric acid, it creates these big monster crystals in there. I mean, that's basically what gout is. It's just a packed, crystallized swelling in the foot.
Well, this is the ring that detects crystals, but this other ring is the ring that detects white castles. So, and they both seem to be going off.
They're going fucking nuts. We never talk about how many rings you wear, Usador. I feel like that's a real blind spot in the podcast.
Oh, yeah. I got lots of rings that do all sorts of crazy shit.
Yeah.
This one detects when someone is sad. So it's always blue, because someone somewhere is always sad.
Of course.
It just detects
if anyone is sad anywhere?
That's right. Yes.
Huh. Are you sure it's working?
I think so. Well, let me cast a spell that will make everyone happy for about 5 seconds.
All right. Only 5 seconds?
I'm making everyone in the entire universe happy for 5 seconds. That's pretty damn good.
Does that include listeners?
Probably not. See?
Huh, it's still blue. Looks like it's just a blue ring.
But it's like a darker blue. And you'll see here, 4, 3, 2, 1, bright blue.
Oh. Huh.
You feel better or worse?
A little bit, I think.
Hey, little Arnie, hey, little A-Camp, why don't you interview? We're going to take a break, but when we come back, why don't you practice interviewing pork to really hone those skills, really flex those muscles that are going to serve you so well in your future?
Yeah, in Chicago.
Yeah, that's right. We'll be right back with an interview from Little A-Camp.
In 1976, a Georgia native, Navy veteran, and peanut farmer named Jimmy Carter won his bid for the presidency. What Carter didn't know then was that the next 4 years would be the most difficult he could ever imagine. Hi, I'm Lindsey Graham, the host of Wondery's podcast, American History Tellers. We take you to the events, times, and people that shaped America and Americans, our values, our struggles, and our dreams. In our latest series, we explore Jimmy Carter's time in the White House, from his unexpected presidential victory as an outsider vowing to clean up Washington, to his remarkable diplomatic breakthroughs and legislative accomplishments on energy, education, and the environment. But Carter also faced crushing challenges as he worked to lead the country through energy shortages, sky-high inflation, and the Iran hostage crisis. Follow American History Tellers on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Experience all episodes ad-free and be the first to binge the newest season only on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. Start your free trial today. Lamont Jones's world is shattered when his cousin dies in custody just weeks after entering prison. The official report says natural causes, but bruises and missing teeth tell a different story. From Wondery comes Death County, PA, a chilling true story of corruption and cover-ups that begins as one man's search for answers, but soon reveals a disturbing pattern. Lamont's cousin's death is just one of many, and powerful forces are working to keep the truth buried. With never-before-heard interviews and shocking revelations, Death County, PA pulls back the curtain on one of America's darkest institutional secrets. This isn't just another true crime story. It's happening right now. Follow Death County, PA on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Death County, PA early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Thank you, Doctor.
That doctor's name was so funny.
Sean.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Little Arnie.
Yeah?
Pork.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no. What did the doctor say? You look very serious.
I have some grave news.
Grave?
Arnie is dead. No. Sorry. Not dead. He said he had kidney stones and he's going to be fine.
Oh,
thank goddesses.
What? Why did you remember that as dead?
I got confused because I was thinking about my cat.
I mean, I gotta tell you, kidney stones is a death sentence to some.
What?
Oh, it's like a golf ball. They stick in your kidney and they pull it out your penis.
What?
Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah, it's like,
why would they put it there?
Whatever God you pray to, ask him. Because for some reason, good meals, most of your life, and some bodies are deficient. This Arnie friend of yours sounds like he has some sort of deficiency in his body, and he's creating a golf ball, a spiked golf ball that at some point will have to be ripped through his urethra.
I gotta be honest, if somebody put a golf ball in my penis, I'd be teed off. Pork, if I may, Pork Howitzer, can I just call you Poho? Poho, my friend here, little Arnie.
I was thinking Porky Ho, Arnie.
Guys, why don't we just keep it Pork Howitzer?
Touche. Pork, hey, Arnie, why don't you, here's your chance, interview Pork, be curious, get curious, stay curious. Start to ask Pork some deep questions, and this will be good for the podcast.
Okay, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
So, Pork, how did you get into eating?
Nice. Good question.
Well, competitive or just...
Any kind.
Well, I mean,
I guess...
Like,
when did you start?
Right away, to be honest.
Interesting. Ooh.
Okay, yes.
Yeah,
ask a follow-up question.
Was it good?
Nice.
Food?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, right... Yeah.
I think yummy?
Food?
Like yummy? Yeah,
he
food?
He needs a little help.
Arnie, ask him...
Competitively or just food?
Arnie, quick, ask him how his hobby turned into a passion which turned into a career. Quick, ask him that. Quick! Quick, Arnie!
Hobby turn into a passion turn into a career?
Nice.
Now, that's a good question. 7th grade, Hillside Elementary School. You might be asking, isn't 7th grade a middle school? I'm in the elementary school.
Oh.
Huh. Oh no, Usador, your flashback ring, it's sucking us into his memory! All right, class. Class, settle down. Wait, what was that? What was that voice? Who said that? Speak up.
Sorry, it's me, Pork.
Well, if it isn't Pork Chop Howitzer, doing whatever he wants in class because his family's got gun money. Pork, is there something you want to share with the rest of the class?
I was a little bit hungry, so I was just eating my Twix. I'm sorry if I caused a disturbance. It won't happen again.
Yeah, I'd like to see you eat both of those Twix.
Wait.
Tommy. My son is so funny. My son is so funny.
No, would you really like to see that?
Yeah, eat all of them. I dare you.
All two. Eat all two of them.
My twin boys are so funny.
I mean, okay. Oh. Oh.
Oh, man, he's doing it.
Whoa.
I should stop this.
It's not exactly fast, but it is impressive. I think
all
he
right.
Die.
Fine, here's a dollar.
A dollar? A dollar?
Whoa.
Oh, man. Whoa.
Oh, sorry. Sorry about that.
So clearly I was stuck, you know, with the bug. The bug right away.
You got bit by the eating bug, as the expression goes.
Stung by the eating bug. Yeah.
Oh, Pork, you're crying. Hey, listen, those kids were bullies.
It's all right.
Okay, those kids were absolute bullies.
It was lonely. I mean, if I got to tell you, it's been. This is. It's tough, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, you can see me. You can see me.
Yes, there are a lot.
I'm a big guy, all right? People don't.
No.
People don't tend to gravitate towards me. They tend to let me do my own thing. So I don't have a lot of friends. And that was a moment where I thought I had a friend for that brief second. It turned out I had a career, which then became my friend. And I'm proud.
I guess that was a question I was going to ask. In the whole sort of competitive eating business, is there a social aspect? Like, are there meet and greets?
You don't want to hang out with any of these people. I mean, from a digestive situation, after a meet, everybody goes to their own hotel room and you stay there. Just functionally, biologically, there's no time, space, or energy to socialize at that point. You're just, it's pure defecation.
I don't even want to be in that hotel.
No, this is, or at least don't go to the hotel after one of those meets.
Yeah. Oh,
it's
right.
Like, yeah.
By law, are you allowed to all stay in the same hotel?
Well, I think legally it'd be discrimination if you made a law about that. So I think we tend to, but there's sort of like a pact between people to keep space. I mean, yes, there's always going to be like everybody's running for the handicap room, you know, just spatially. It's better for everybody. So there's a land grab there. But other than that...
Do you ever find that when you're around other competitive eaters that your digestion syncs up? Is that just a rumor?
You know, that's it. You know, I've never thought about it that way. But in some ways, yes. You know, 35 minutes after deep dish competition, we're all on the same page. And that page is... It's Shit City. So in some ways, we're all kind of going through the same growing pains. It's the kind of thing that would draw you closer if the things you were going through weren't so inherently polarizing and pushing you apart.
Mm-hmm. Right, a truly disgusting experience, but still a shared one. It makes it difficult to form long-term bonds.
Also, what are you going to do? I mean, the reality is, like, you're not going to ask somebody out for dinner after that. Like, I've seen you eat. It's not particularly exciting for me to watch you eat. You're filthy. It's disgusting. I mean, I'm the first to admit that the process of competition in and of itself, like, it's like I see myself as an athlete. I imagine an NBA player after the game, if they fall in love with another NBA player, they don't say, like, hey, do you want to go play another round of ball? Like, no.
Right. No, there are other things in the world than eating, though, Pork.
Well, but
you could ask one of your fellow competitors, perhaps, to go see the Fabulous Baker Boys or Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
Or Critters 2.
Or Critters 2.
Or enjoy Michael Jordan in his fourth or fifth season.
I mean, sometimes I like to small talk about the Cosby Show and all the positive moral figures who pop up along a show like that. But that kind of small talk only gets you so far.
I suppose that's true.
And there's so much bad TV. I just saw a pilot for a show called Seinfeld that I'm like, this kind of stuff will never make it, you know?
Yeah.
That can't be right. In 1989, are you sure?
I'm pretty sure. that.
Well, he's a powerful figure in the eating competition world. He probably gets stuff that we don't have access to for years.
Oh, sure. I spend so much time in hotels. I watch all. I'm big up on NBC pilots. I know everything that comes out. So I'm, you know, not that I'm a celebrity, but I think people often look to people who have positions of power like this to have them give that stamp of approval. So when something like Seinfeld comes out, yeah, of course people want to know. Do the eaters, do the champs, do they like something like this? That's where I weigh in. And that's not a weight joke. I'm not making a weight joke. But
no, of course not.
But I could have.
Well, Pork, it sounds like, correct me if I'm wrong, it sounds like you are interested in maybe dating. You mentioned people see you eat and then they don't want to go out to eat. You know, horny and hungry are strange bedfellows.
Tell me about it.
Is there something we can do? Is there something we can do to help you out? I dare say that my friend here has a magical touch. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. When it comes to relationships.
Well, yes, well, I've had many relationships. And I know how to make some magical love potions that would make you more attractive to a potential mate. But you still have to be an honest and true person who would be kind and loving and true.
Absolutely. Yes. Yusorik, if you give him some of your blood, doesn't he just suddenly have like a horse dick and a horse face?
His big horse dick and horse face, yeah.
Maybe maybe put that on the table?
Well, I don't know if that's going to help.
Couldn't hurt.
Wait, you could give me a horse dick?
Well, if you got a transfusion of my blood, yes, you would immediately.
Just to be clear, not to eat.
No, well, not to eat.
No. Okay, we're not Nevada. The shit that happens in Nevada. You could make one of those documentaries about it.
If you eat my blood, you turn into a reverse bird vampire, where you have a bird beak and you only want to drink bird blood.
But if I drink your blood, I myself get an elongated genitalia.
That's right. No, transfusion. So if you drink my blood, no, hang on. If you eat my blood,
you're a reverse bird
vampire. You grow a beak and you want to drink.
What's
bird
reverse
blood.
About it?
If you get a transfusion,
I'm not going to
grow
stop
horse face.
About this.
Have a big horse dick. If you drink my blood, then you're a regular bird vampire, and you have a regular human mouth. But birds want to drink your blood.
I feel like I'm in church.
You, sir, can I blow your mind? I just looked over at this very magazine rack, and this magazine right here says in huge, bold letters, Magic versus Bird.
What?
This is. Are we affecting the universe?
Well, I mean, I did make everyone happy for a few moments, but I don't think that would have changed that magazine so quickly.
That is wild. Okay, so Pork, what'll it be?
I guess I'll take the horse cock.
Brave.
Well, I mean, I guess the other choice is I could give you one of these rings. I mean, I've got dozens of them.
That seems easier. Yeah, maybe that's just easier.
This one does cure gout.
Oh, yeah. I would love that ring.
Would
yes,
you like that
that's,
one?
I would absolutely love that ring. That would give me my career back.
Okay. Well, before I give you the ring,
okay,
I want you to know you will grow an extra big toe.
I can take that.
Look, I just want you to understand the consequences here, that this is not a... This is, you know, sort of a monkey's paw situation. It's not totally free.
Can I just say, if you want to put back your shoe, standing over your foot right now, it's like hovering above a plate of fajitas. The steam coming, you said 117? What is this?
117. It is 117 degrees. You can test it.
Very specific.
It is very, very hot.
Yes. So before I give you this rate, I want to give you a little bit of advice, because I have a very sexual life with my lovers. Yeah. And it is often related to food.
Can I remind you two that I'm 13 years old?
Yes, you should learn. Listen,
okay.
I once appeared before my lady love, Genlevia the Red, the other great wizard of Foon, and I transformed myself into a plate of salmon lox, and she transformed herself into a bagel, bigger than any bagel you've ever seen. And lo, the soured cream that did betwixt us come, as I did lay myself upon her bagel.
Oh yeah, sour cream and bagel. If you've never had it, try it. It is surprising.
Hold on.
Does that help?
Hold on. In what way is it a reverse bird vampire?
Look, I already explained that, Arnie.
Arnie, come on, buddy. Mm-hmm. And I've seen you out of the corner of your eye glancing at that magazine with... What's this person saying? Kathy Ireland? I see you eyeballing this lady. What's going on here? Huh? Do you know this woman?
Seems nice.
Seems nice.
She's a lovely lady. Do you know Ireland?
You've met Kathy Ireland?
Big competitive food fan.
Huh.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
All the swimsuit models, they love it. They love it. It's like porn to them to watch all these people just gorge themselves with food.
Sure.
Knock them out. It's like that's the one thing they yearn and crave. I mean, if you go to one of these events, you know, there's probably anywhere between 20 to 30 people in attendance. The front row, supermodels. Every single time.
That's why they call it the splash zone. Wow.
Well, I would love to give you this ring, and I will do that right after this break.
Everyone has that friend who seems kind of perfect. For Patty, that friend was Desiree. Until one day...
I texted her, and she was not getting the text. So I went to Instagram. She has no Instagram anymore. And Facebook, no Facebook anymore.
Desiree was gone. And there was one person who knew the answer.
I am a spiritual person, a magical person, a witch.
A gorgeous Brazilian influencer called Kat Torres, but who was hiding a secret. From Wondery, based on my smash hit podcast from Brazil, comes a new series, Don't Cross Kat, about a search that led me to a mystery in a Texas suburb.
I'm calling to check on the two missing Brazilian girls.
Maybe get some undercover crew there.
The family are freaking out. They are lost.
I'm Chico Feliti. You can listen to Don't Cross Kat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Cassie DePeckel, the host of Wondery's podcast, Against the Odds. In each episode, we share thrilling true stories of survival, putting you in the shoes of the people who live to tell the tale. In our next season, it's February 14th, 1979. Elmo Wortman and his three children are stranded on a remote Alaskan island after a massive storm destroys their sailboat. Miles from help, they have to face the brutal cold with barely any food, only a sail for shelter, and a leaky plastic dinghy. Desperate to survive, they build a raft and try to reach safety. But as starvation and frostbite take hold, and days stretch into weeks, their endurance is pushed to the limit. Follow Against the Odds wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Pork, this is a great burden. Yes, indeed, it shall cure your gout, this magical ring that I am willing to gift to you. But know that you will have an extra big toe on each foot, and that for air you must bear that burden.
Can I say something? Can I just pause
something? Yeah, sure. Go ahead. Pop in.
As soon as he gets an extra big toe, isn't it just one big toe? Because there can only be one big toe. Am I right?
Ooh, good point.
It's not like saying you're going to add, you know, two of the tallest people. One of them has to be taller than the other.
Thank you for clarifying that. I misspoke. You will have a bigger toe.
Thank you. I'm a stickler for magic.
An
additional bigger toe.
Correct. However big your biggest toe is right now, expect that new one to be much bigger.
Much bigger. So like this a comically large size, or just like still the kind of thing that would fit in a basic shoe?
No. You should get it its own shoe.
Get it its own shoe.
It's going to be novelty. Yeah, novelty size.
Yeah, you'll need four shoes every time you go out.
A shoe specifically for this large. I mean, at that point, I don't want to quibble, but that's a foot. What you're giving me is a foot. You made it pretty clear.
No, it's a bigger toe that's the size of a foot.
Yeah, I got to be honest. Well, I'm with Pork right now. If he has 4 feet and four shoes, he might as well be a fucking horse with the face and the cock to match, right?
You got me. All right, I'm putting this ring back on.
Also, if you give him that ring, won't you have gout?
Well, yeah. That's the sort of generous person I am, Arnie.
Wow, so selfless.
Now, let me talk to one of these doctors about getting you a transfusion of blood. Arnie, you keep interviewing Pork. You're doing a great job. We're so proud of you.
And Usador, will you talk to the doctor with the funny name? Sorry, I can't get over how funny their name is.
Dr. Butts?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Pork, it seems like maybe Usador's going to solve all your problems, possibly, but... Had you thought about what else you would maybe do with your life if it wasn't competitive eating?
Oh, boy. Kid, you stumbled onto something there. You know, as debilitated as having gout is, it does make you look forward. Like, what skills do I actually have?
Yeah.
I mean, we've talked pop culture. I'd like to be a critic. You know, something I've always been a big fan of. I don't like making things, but I like talking about what I dislike in things.
Yeah. Do you ever talk about what you like or just dislike?
Well, it's mostly dislike. I think it's more vulnerable to share what you do like. But to be fair, I mean, there's no shame in how much I like The Cosby Show, like I said.
Yeah, always and forever.
Oh, yeah. I got that tattoo. Have you seen it?
Oh, no. It says, oh, I love it. I stand with Cosby.
Wow, and it's not even one tattoo. It's a series of 24 tattoos of the opening credits of him sort of dancing with sweaters on. That is... It starts at your neck and ends at your gout-ridden foot. That is rough stuff.
On your back, it looks like it says, Cosby can do no wrong.
Huh. And there's tattoos of trumpets, and they say, ba-ba-na-ba, ba-ba-da-ba-ba.
Yeah, I mean, growing up in the Hollitzer family, there's a lot of the male figures, there's some toxic masculinity. So finally watching a TV show with like that male role model is really powerful for me. I mean, I spent a lot of time in hotels, and that's on all the time. So, yeah, he's been a hell of a figure in my life.
Can I say, just talking about dads, I don't know if you two saw this, but it looks like two people just got brought in on stretchers. Looks like they were in some sort of car accident. As you probably know, Bork, cars currently run on ice cream. But it looks like the older gentleman brought in is the boy's father. He seems to have passed away. But the boy seems to still be alive. Now, I heard one of the doctors say, that's my son. But that doesn't make sense because the man brought in was seemingly his father. Did you guys see this? Is anyone seeing this?
I've seen a situation like that too many times, if I'm being perfectly honest.
What is going on? How can that possibly be the doctor's son? I don't understand.
Charlatan! Mountebank! Fool! They won't allow us to do a transfusion for fun, they say.
Ugh. Did you tell them about the ramifications?
Well, I tried to explain it, but she won't listen to a word I'm saying.
I mean, maybe technically she would go to a veterinarian office?
Oh, good question. Yeah, so I think that's a good idea. Right after this, right after Arnie gets out, we'll head to the veterinarian. Well, I talked to Dr. Butts, and she was just... she was not willing to listen to anything that
whoa,
I said.
Whoa, 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 whoa. She?
Yeah?
The doctor was... his mother?
Dr. Butts, yes, I was just talking to her, yes.
Okay.
Arnie, how did the interview go while I was gone?
Perfect.
Great. Wonderful. Pork, we want to thank you for being a guest on our show. You've been so wonderful to get to know and to learn about the world of competitive eating. I wish you all the luck as you go forth in your life. And I hope that you find the true love that you deserve. Once we head to the veterinarian, get a blood transfusion from a sketchy veterinarian, and then you have a big horse face and big horse cock.
Great. Thanks for let me be on your radio show. Can I get a cassette of this afterwards?
Oh, there's only just one tape, and it's mine.
And Pork, actually, we would be remiss if we didn't encourage your new endeavors. Would you like to take a moment to critique your interview?
Oh, wow, that's nice of you to say. Yeah, I think you could have been more probing, kid. I thought there was a lack of specificity when it came to the food conversation.
Uh-huh. Yeah, makes sense.
Agreed.
Yeah, I think you could bring some of your own story and narrative to the subject that you're interviewing. Definitely is a way for them to open up.
More statements.
And probably maybe also, even though you didn't say much, maybe leave more space for the interesting stories. I'd like to know more about the logistics behind the horse cock thing. So... outside of that, it was really great talking to you, and good luck with middle school / elementary school.
Thanks for the notes.
Oh, Usador, should we? Hey, Usador.
Yeah.
Should we wipe this guy's memory?
Oh, yeah. I've got a kind of a memory fog over us. Okay, whenever good. We leave a place, people forget about us in about 7-8 minutes.
I mean, wait, will that include me?
Oh yeah, little Arnie. As soon as we're gone, I'd say 8 minutes tops. You remember us. I'm so sorry to do that to you again, but it's just necessary for you to meet us in the time you're meant to meet us. And though oft, whene'er you dream and think of a badger and a wizard in your dreams, know that we are kissing you lightly on the forehead and telling you how much we love you.
We love you, buddy.
We love you, Arnie. Guys.
So I won't remember any of this unless I listen to this tape, which I probably won't.
And don't forget, when you get older, invest all your money in Ask Jeeves and Zoom.
I'll check with Dr. Butts again and see if Arnie's ready to come out. all right, I see what you're doing. If he's ready, then we should probably go.
How are you going to get back? Do you have to go back through my closet?
Oh, no. What will I do? I will reach out with my amazing wizard senses, and I shall track the podcast through space and time, and we shall travel upon the waves that delight and amuse hundreds of people all over some of the states in the U.S., and then we shall ride those waves into the future.
Ooh. Okay. That sounds great. Actually, before we go, Usur, can you magic me up like a stick and some marshmallows and graham cracker and chocolate? I'm going to make a s'more on Pork's foot.
Ah, no need. I have all the s'mores fixins right here in my hat.
Ooh,
no need
so
for
much.
Magic this time.
Pork, do you mind?
Please, use it. Use it or lose it, they told me. Literally, they might cut it off. That's what
Little,
I yeah,
they will, yeah, they will lose it.
Oh, I'm sorry, Pork.
Yeah, no, it's a real bummer.
Oh, it's already burnt.
117 degrees. It's hot. It's hotter than you think.
Oh, look, it looks like they're wheeling me out in a wheelchair.
Hey, guys.
Oh, Arnie.
Hey.
Arnie, you have wheels now.
Hi. Wait a second. Are you Pork Howitzer?
Yeah.
You know this guy?
Yeah. I mean, he was huge. I remember being a big fan of him in high school.
Were you a fan of his competitive eating or his critiques
of horse dick?
Pop
culture?
His
horse. He was part of the Jim Rhodes Circus.
Oh.
The what circus?
The Jim Rhodes Circus. You know about that, kid? Adult? Adult, you know about that?
Yeah. Well, look. It's complicated. I'm from the future.
Arnie, no.
Oh.
No.
Oh, sorry. Maybe I'm being a little too honest. I'm still on some drugs for my procedure, which I gotta say was not pleasant.
Do they get that Valdez thing cleaned up? You gotta tell me. Do you have any insight into that?
The poor birds. Yeah,
not as well, as good as it should have been, probably. I guess the only positive thing I can say is that there are much worse things later on that put it all into perspective.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks.
Quick, Pork. I'd like to shake your hand.
Put it there, guy.
I'm going to do a magical transfusion of my blood. Shh, don't tell anyone. Right through my hand. You're getting my blood right now, and I'm getting yours.
This is weird. Does anyone else hear the sound of denim ripping? What is that? Is
it? Well, our work here is done. Arnie, quickly with us. Little Arnie, it's always been a pleasure. Good luck getting home. Pork, can you drive Arnie home? Sounds like a yes
fine.
To me.
Yeah,
well, no, he has
fine.
To stomp twice for yes. Can you stomp twice? With your foot, please.
Don't. Why did he clap?
Arnie, look away. Little Arnie,
he's
look
learning.
Away.
He's learning. Very well. Everyone with me.
So wait, Usador, how are we getting back?
We're going to ride the waves of the podcast through space and time. Think with me. Think of the title of the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern.
Hello from the Magic Tavern.
A weekly podcast from the Magical
Magic Tavern.
Hello from the Magic Tavern.
We're riding the waves.
I'm sure this will work perfectly, and nothing bad will happen this time.
Come on, man.
Oh,
Okay, if you'll bear with me, I'm processing a lot. Normally, at least there's some device shooting people across dimensions, but it seems like Usador just revealed that he can do it whenever he wants to. It's the end of The Wizard of Oz all over again. Oh, those shoes? Yeah, they can teleport you anywhere. Didn't I mention? Ugh. Well, according to these readings, they're not in Foon. They rode a harmonic parallel wave to the podcast transmission frequency into a world where Hello from the Magic Tavern is incredibly popular? It's like they say, there's a universe for everyone. Oh, this is bad. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Pork Howitzer was played by special guest Jordan Klepper. Just a few multiverses over, Jordan is hosting The Daily Show, but here in this one, you can follow Jordan on Twitter at Jordan Klepper to hear about live appearances and to see him retweet videos of himself occasionally on The Daily Show, pointing out flaws in the logic of Trump rallygoers. Because when the fish are in the barrel, it's easier to never mind. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. Supporters like Taylor Allison, Inger Foe, Maxwell Phillips, Alexander Samuels, Sigurd the Emerald, do we have an Infinity Stone listening to our podcast? Okay. Noxie, Stotty from Idaho, Aaron K., Tristan Wellman, Sonzarelli, Jessica Watkins, not the astronaut. How do you know, Jessica? You don't know what tomorrow may bring. You know how many times I've wound up in space with no advance warning? Not zero. Micah, Nick Kanoki, Isis, and Ross Fisher. Get ready for space, Jessica. Presumptuous. Patrons get ad-free episodes, the entire back catalog, including all the previous spin-offs, and at least 2 new bonus episodes each month. Here's a clip of the most recent bonus episode, Bid Lists, with Arnie, Matt, and Adel.
I don't want to think too hard about this. I'm going to say Joe Pesci movies.
Okay. Matt, you get a bid first.
I can name 4 Joe Pesci movies.
Did you hear that little Usador in what Matt just did?
Yeah, I did. No, they're ever growing closer.
How dare you? You can name 4 Joe Pesci movies. I can name 7 Joe Pesci movies.
Oh, whoa. Fuck.
I can do 8.
I can do 10 Joe Pesci movies.
I'm looking at IMDb. Go for it. All yours.
All right.
Hold on. Matt, you have to say fuck you.
Fuck you, Arnie. Do all 10.
All right. Home Alone. Home Alone 2, Lost in New York. My Cousin Vinny. The Irishman. Have you told that I've skipped to present day so fast so that I'm in real trouble already?
Was he in Home Alone 2?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. Sadly, not in any of the ones after that. So, that's 4. Gone Fishing, I believe it's called.
Oh, man, that was going to be my ace in the hole.
There's no confusing that. Gone Fishing, there's no confusing that. Come on.
Okay.
Too Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything, Julie Newmar, I think it's called.
I think it's called something like that.
To hear the rest, and I guess find out if Arnie can name enough Joe Pesci movies, are we calling that a call to action? And to learn more about supporting the show, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Associate producer, Anna Hoverman. This episode edited by Sage GC. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Laban. Special 1989 theme by Andy Poland.
Old Horsecock Klepper is what they'll call you.
Well, Arnie came out and said that's how he knew him, so I had to give him the blood. Continuity, you guys.
You painted us into a corner.
Can we get some fan art on that foot? Just a cheek on a foot. Can we get some of these? I mean, I want some hot fan art on that.
Yes, you know what? And in fact, we're recording right now, so we'll just clip that and put it at the in the credits. Special request.
In the early hours of December 4th, 2024, CEO Brian Thompson stepped out onto the streets of Midtown Manhattan.
This assailant pulls out a weapon and starts firing at him.
We're talking about the CEO of the biggest private health insurance corporation in the world.
And the suspect,
he has been identified as Luigi Nicholas Mangione,
became one of the most divisive figures in modern criminal history.
I was targeted, premeditated, and meant to sow terror.
I'm Jesse Weber, host of Luigi, produced by Law and Crime and Twist. This is more than a true crime investigation. We explore a uniquely American moment that could change the country forever.
He's awoken the people to a true issue.
Finally, maybe this would lead rich and powerful people to acknowledge the barbaric nature of our healthcare system.
Listen to Law and Crime's Luigi exclusively on Wondery Plus. You can join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts.